This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
We are focusing now on the week's diary. What is happening in the world out there? Well, we do know that there were some incidents of taxi violence over the weekend at the city of Johannesburg. Really concerning stuff. I think about four taxis burned and others that were damaged. If you saw the visuals, you would have seen even some bullet holes in some of those taxis. It is a worrying situation that's receiving attention from the Gauteng's transport MEC, and he is holding crisis talks with the taxi industry, which commenced yesterday. And they are really trying to get to the bottom of that. We are, of course, also looking forward to see how the president will respond to Kehlas Tole's submissions that are outlining why he should not be suspended by the president. You will know that Kehlas Tole is the National Police Commissioner and has confirmed that he made those submissions to the president. And this has to do with the procurement of the Grabber, which some say was highly inflated and could have been a money scheme, a money laundering or a money thieving scheme to try and get resources out of the South African Police Service for other issues related to the NASREC 2017 conference of the African National Congress. Well, these are all things that we will be delving into and keeping watch, especially because IPID had requested a declassification of certain documents, and Kehlas Tole said to be at the center of not wanting to declassify those documents and hand them over to IPID. Well, we now need to see how the ship is going to sail. I've often asked, when you have been asked to give reasons as to why you should not be suspended, is that cue for you to start packing up? It's very rare for somebody to make representations and they are not suspended. But well, while that is the case, let us turn our attention now to Umalusi, CEO of Umalusi. Of course, Umalusi, the regulatory and, quality assurance authority of the exams. And for both the public and independent examination board, CEO Mafu Rakomedzi joins me on the line. Dokotela, good morning and welcome to Power Talk.
Good morning, Lucon, and good morning to the listeners of Power FM.
Thank you so much for making time. I mean, Doc, we are always concerned at this time of the year. That is it, all systems go, at least from a quality assurance point of view. Have you had an opportunity to look at the quality of the exam papers, or you only really get into it after the assessments have been conducted?
We look at the quality of the question papers before the examinations are written, so that we ensure that whatever the students are going to be confronted with in the examinations room meets the quality standards of Umalusi as a quality assurance body.
Yes.
So that has been done already through the external moderation of question papers.
Are you happy with what you have seen across the learning areas?
Indeed. We ensure that the papers are up to standard. In instances where the papers are not up to standard, they are returned to the relevant assessment body for them to take the necessary measures. Mm. And it is only after we have satisfied ourselves that we approve the papers and we allow them to be written by the students.
And of course, Doc, this is important work because it helps you at least at the tail end to see as fewer or lesser, mark adjustments and those debates that tend to be very, contentious as to how do you adjust to control for outcomes, because you have now made sure that at least the quality is to the requisite standard.
Indeed, we ensure that the quality is up to the standard that is prescribed in the policies that have been decided by the minister on the national curriculum statement and the curriculum and assessment policy statement. So we ensure that whatever our learners write is according to policy, and it meets the standards, so that you don't want to compromise the standards of our papers in this country.
As Uma Lucy, you have raised concerns over online schooling, but really I think the greatest concern here is not the schooling part, Doc. It's really about online assessments, which is something that in the higher education sector we've been grappling with for the longest time since we pivoted to online learning because of COVID-19 and doing exams and assessments online on the online platforms. What is your view as Uma Lucy on online assessments at this stage?
We are happy that the country is taking the direction of online learning and online assessments. However, we are saying because we have been overtaken by the situation of the pandemic, which has catapulted us into online learning. We were overtaken by the situation that the online learning is not regulated. Mm. And as things stand, it remains unregulated.
Yes.
So we're operating a space that has not been properly regulated. The advice that we want to give to the South African public is that they must tread cautiously. And they must not get into the space without comparing notes with the Department of Basic Education and Uma Lucy.
Mm.
So that Uma Lucy and the department, we are busy currently to regularize this approach. So it is better that people don't get into the online system without comparing notes with us, so that they are not far off by the time we regulate the policy.
Now, Doc, of course, you know, saying we are getting into this conversation, comparing notes, we do know that in terms of the continuous assessment component that will contribute to the final mark of the learners, some of those were conducted via the online assessment platforms. What's your view on this? Does it make you worry about what you might see as the final outcome, and do you think it will have material impact that some learners were assessed online during the course of the year?
It shouldn't create a train smash.
Yeah.
A school-based assessment, which was done online, will look at whether it still meets the criteria, even though unregulated, and whether we have outliers in terms of what the students are getting for school-based assessment, continuous assessment. If there are no outliers, we'll not be worried. If there are outliers, there are mechanisms that we can employ to ensure that everything is in line with policy, everything is in line with the norms that have been established in the previous years. So it is not a train smash, all is not lost, but we just have to be cautious every step of the way. We take baby steps with this and ensure that we are not far off in terms of what is expected from us.
I wonder, Dr. Rakomedzi, what that might look like, though, if, say, the final outcomes suggest that, you know, the school-based assessment are looking, if a student, let's say, is above 90%, but on the exams they are at least 20%, you know, behind that. Does that ever factor into your considerations in terms of saying, well, perhaps something might have gone wrong in the school-based assessment?
Indeed, that would be quite, out of line in terms of the outliers that I spoke about. There is a particular threshold that is allowed in terms of the variance between continuous assessment and the written component.
Yeah.
Once the marks that the learners obtained, either way, in the written component or in the SBA, once there is no alignment, that misalignment has to be interrogated, so that we try to pull it back to be within the threshold, so that we ensure that there's been no irregularity in the awarding of the school-based assessment. In some instances, you've got teachers who are overly strict with school-based assessment.
Yeah.
Even then, the learners are assisted to say, here, the written component shows that the teacher with school-based assessment was overly strict, and vice versa.
Yes.
Where the teacher has been overly lenient, there are corrective measures that are taken to bring this in line.
No, that's absolutely interesting. Now, Doc, there is the other elephant in the room, which of course does visit you with great headaches when exam papers get leaked. What conversations have you had with the Department of Basic Education in this respect, especially because they deferred to you last year when we saw some of these challenges that, well, we might have done this investigation, but at the end of the day, Umalusi has to determine whether or not the breach insofar as these leaks were concerned were material or not. What conversations are you having with the department to help them safeguard the integrity of these examinations?
The conversation that we have with the department have been that the examinations have to be tamper-proof. We don't have to allow any form of leakage in the examinations as a self-respecting country. Where the systems have been compromised in the past, the department has been very active in ensuring that we don't have a recurrence of those compromises. And even now, the department has doubly reassured us that we will not have a recurrence of what happened in the past. The people who work in examinations across the country, from one province to the other, I've met them. They are very committed people, very committed people who do their work with passion. They work long hours and they work very hard. However, there will always be somebody here and there who wants to compromise the system because of the negative human element that creeps in of people who always want to cheat. Such elements we don't want in the system. And people have signed pledges with the department to say, we'll do this job diligently with all the honesty. And the department has also vetted their staff so that we want to make sure, as far as possible, that the system is tamper-proof, so that we have an incident-free examination.
Absolutely. Just as a parting shot, Doc, I'm wondering, we know that last year processes delayed, including the issuing of the results, because, of course, we were getting used to the new way of doing things because of COVID-19. In terms of the timetable that is there currently, when do you think we would expect the matric results of 2021?
The matric results of 2021 will be released around the 20th of January 2022, thereabout, because of the challenges that we are continuing to face because of the pandemic. So we are going to be delayed again in terms of releasing the results because of the situation that is confronting us.
Okay. Doc, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thank you very much, Lukona. Thank you very much.
Truly appreciate it. That's CEO of Umalusi, Dr. Mafu Rakometsi. They're taking us through as to how they are working in collaboration with the Department of Basic Education to ensure the integrity of these metric exams that are coming up.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.